I have in studio with me Mike Koons. He's USU's Extension Forestry Specialist. And this is our first segment of Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That. And this is a segment that should help you in your gardening and what things to avoid planting in the landscape, because they just don't do well and there'll be more headaches and problems than they're worth. So the first one that we're going to talk about is globe willow. And you see these all over the place. Yeah. Are they contractors that are putting them in?
No, I think people just think they're great looking, especially when they see them in the spring and nothing else is leafed out.
They come
and
out
those
early.
Those are bright green and big and full. They tend not to notice the ones that have half of the crown dead or one third of the crown, the canopy. You know, and I hate to say never plant anything. I feel like there's got to be a place for anything, but the globe Navajo willow, I'm willing to say there's no place for it. And manufactured tree.
Okay, so it's not naturally occurring in the environment.
Well, certainly not in that it may not be grafted. I'm not sure. It may be grafted or it may be started with rooting cuttings, because willows, you can do that easily. As far as I know, it may have occurred in one place. Somebody liked the look of it. They gathered cuttings from it and then propagated it, and now they've loosed it on the world.
It looks pretty. Mm-hmm. It looks like a globe. The way that the limbs come up, it's got this really nice rounded shape.
Right.
But beyond about the first couple of years, things start to happen, like a wind comes along and a huge branch gets ripped out, and
right.
Eventually it gets insects and diseases. And
For example, it's got aphids. Well, it doesn't have just any aphids. It has giant aphids, and it's got canker diseases, which all willows get, but I don't know that it gets them any worse than any other willow, actually. Willows are best kept along streams and lakes where they belong, because they need lots of water, and therefore there's not a lot of room for them in a typical residential landscape. There are some shrub willows that are appropriate, but almost any tree-size willow I can think of really isn't appropriate for most residential landscapes. Maybe if you had 10 acres and back in the back you've got a stream going by, sure, you'd want some willows.
So what would you suggest to replace it?
Well, assuming it's not that stream-side situation.
Right. So you're looking at, you'd like to have early flowers or early leafing. You want to have about the same shape, because these don't get all that tall.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of one that I still wouldn't plant. That's another willow. It's corkscrew willow. My aunt loves it, but it's just trashy looking after so many years. So
there's really not willows that are you're going to want in your yard other than shrubs. Silver maple leaves out early, but it's really problematic in Utah.
We might have that on our list later in the summer.
Yeah, it turns yellow all through the year because of our high soil pH. Almost anything. there are lots of good trees. You've looked at our tree browser website, just treebrowser.org, and there's all sorts of, actually, globe willows on that. Because we have good and bad species on it. But there are a lot of good ones there. Leafing out that early, just the fact it is super early, there aren't really any trees coming to mind that come out that early.
So unless they're trees you don't want to plant.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
One really disgusting thing about it, I've got a dish on globe willow, is people will write or call asking about what they do about it's called slime flux that comes out of it. And it's this also comes out of Siberian elms sometimes. And it's bacterial wetwood is the kind of technical name for it. And it's a bacteria that gets inside and then its byproducts get kind of pressurized because it produces so much of them, and it just oozes out of the wood, cracks in the bark and any wounds, and is just disgusting. It smells bad. Insects are attracted to it. It runs down the tree and kills any vegetation you've got at the base of the tree, and there's really nothing you can do about it.
Is there no redeeming value to the is it the Navajo globe willow or willow?
Globe Navajo willow.
Globe Navajo willow.
I was going to say it sequesters carbon, you know, like carbon dioxide for helping with global climate change, but really it doesn't because it's so short-lived and the wood is so weak and decay-prone that it's probably releasing carbon dioxide from decay as fast as it's fixing it from photosynthesis. So I don't know that it'd be a good place to store carbon either. So no okay. good reason.
So
but if you have one, enjoy it while you've got it. And in a while, you'll start losing branches.
So don't try to rehabilitate it. Just chop it down and start over with something
else.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be a lot sadder if I owned a beautiful weeping willow because those are so attractive and they last longer. But ultimately, they have the same problems that the globe willow has, weak wood and insect and disease prone.
So do not plant the globe Navajo willow.
Yes.
And that's our segment, Wait, Don't Plant That. Mike Coons is Extension Forestry Specialist at Utah State University. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.